welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Managing Editor of Channel Marketer Report. And today we're being joined by Judy Mode, Principal at Social Gastronomy LLC and President of the Social Executive Council. During today's segment, Judy's going to touch on the dynamic shifts that are happening in the B2B and channel marketing world, as well as how organizations can be more effective in their marketing strategies. Judy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, as the president of Social Executive Council and the co-founder of Social Gastronomy, you're obviously in the trenches of all these changes that are happening right now in the B2B space. Can you share with our audience what the focus is of conversations that you're having with B2B executives? Like, what are the hot topics right now?
Sure. So as you can imagine, in these challenging economic times, the majority of my conversations have been centered around the topic of revenue generation. And the executives that I talk to, in particular, those who have responsibility for P&L, they've been sharing with me kind of a whole laundry list of symptoms that they're seeing and experiencing within their own companies, including things like our competitive market share is eroding. We're seeing an increasing cost of customer acquisition. The penetration of the new market that we're trying to enter is less than stellar. Our buyers are seeing our solution as a commodity. We're trying to move upstream from a tactical buyer to a strategic buyer. They're frustrated with their channel performance and so forth. And so at the core of this, what we're hearing is that the business development teams are simply not getting in front of enough qualified opportunities early enough in the buying cycle to affect the process. And all of this is having a negative impact on revenue and revenue growth. And so they know that something's changed in the market, but they aren't yet understanding the core of what's happened and what's at the heart of this. And so what we believe is that this revenue generation problem is actually a go-to-market problem where the sellers are really misaligned with how the buyers approach the market in trying to solve the strategic business problems that they've got to solve in their businesses.
All right, excellent, Judy. And, you know, broadly speaking, how are all of these changes and shifts taking place in the market? How is that impacting marketers specifically?
Yeah, it's kind of tough times because marketers are really between a rock and a hard place. The channels in trying to reach buyers are increasingly being choked with noise. And we're seeing this across the board in every category. Just as an example, I had a conversation this morning with a chief information officer who was just entering in the marketplace around a business intelligence solution. And if you looked at just from a Google perspective, there are over 407 million, right, million documents and websites and discussion threads and forums and groups talking about business intelligence. So from this chief information officer's perspective, how can he realistically cut through that wall of information that's out there to kind of figure out what are the 3, 5, 10 documents or places that he needs to go to figure out if BI really is the solution for him, and then ultimately which vendor that delivers that solution is the one that he wants to do business with. So that's happening. And at the same time, kind of the traditional approaches that we've been using in trying to reach buyers are really not overperforming. We, as marketing organizations, we've optimized pretty much everything we can in terms of email marketing, marketing automation, PR, even social media. And if you think about on top of that, the complexity of what we're facing in the market in terms of the complexity of the buying process, how many people are involved in the decision committee. It's no longer a single person normally that's making a decision. How much education we need to do for the buyers. And you kind of add all these things up, and it's no wonder that we're having a hard time trying to reach buyers in the market. And so just to put the candle on top of the cake, all of this is happening at the same time that senior executives are holding marketing to a much higher accountability standard. So no longer are we in a position where we can simply get away with achieving a soft ROI in terms of justifying our investments. We really have to now point to and be able to deliver a hard ROI.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of really great points. And I think especially, you know, the amount of noise that's taking place through these internet channels is definitely having an impact on how, you know, marketers connect with prospects and really begin to guide them along that educational journey and teaching them about, you know, potential solutions and trends and hopefully leading to a partnership. So, you know, you touched on getting that hard ROI. So can you share a little bit of how to get on that path to hard ROI and what that process entails?
Yeah, so the question is what's different? Well, in short, social media is what's different. And social media not in the way that marketing is using it today. Today, marketers are using social media really as a broadcast channel. And unfortunately, it's becoming saturated just like every channel. And the other part of it is that the kind of the shiny penny era of social media is also over. But what's most exciting to us is that in terms of leveraging social media as an insight channel into buyer behavior, it's actually just at the beginning of that evolution. And so we now have the ability technically to use these networks and communities and groups to filter through the market noise and really begin to understand that buyer's process and how we can streamline that process for them so that we can, we can kind of figure out what they need, when they need it, and deliver it in the right sequence. And truth be told, I talk to a lot of buyers in the Social Executive Council, and this simply can't happen fast enough. They're overwhelmed by the amount of information that's being pushed to them and distributed to them in all means. And ultimately, all they're trying to do is kind of figure out what they need to get done for their business and do it as quickly and efficiently as possible. And so there is a path now in using social media for ROI. And so I can talk a little bit more about that if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be excellent. Obviously, social media is, you know, coming more to the forefront, so it'd be great to sort of learn more about those tactical approaches in the channel. I think that's a great topic that's needed for our readers, so that'd be great.
Sure. So think about this way, and it's pretty consistent, and you know, we were kind of classically trained in this, but most of the vendors today spend a lot of their time, their resources, and their investments evangelizing in the market about their value proposition and their solution, and really focusing on the buyers who are in that vendor selection process. What they don't realize is that vendor selection process is really the last phase of the buying process. It's not the beginning. Buyers, the majority of them, as they come into the marketplace, they may not even actually have a very specific business problem defined for their business. They may be sharing with other buyers in the market kind of the pain that they're feeling and the symptoms that they're experiencing that are around the problem. But that first funnel is really for them to clearly define what is the root business problem. And from a seller's perspective, what is that root business problem that you can uniquely solve for that buyer? Because it's no longer about, hey, I've got a lot of different things that I can do for you. Pick one. It's truly about one problem, one market. And that problem pain definition is really kind of the first funnel that the buyers go through. With the insight that we can gather from all of the conversation and how buyers are engaged in that market in those early stages, we can take that and really target the market based on the likely buyer scenario. So basically, what are the circumstances or their unique situations that are now compelling them to solve that business problem and, more importantly, to solve this problem now? And so the second funnel from a buyer's perspective, once they've defined that unique problem, is really to look at the different approaches that they can take in solving that business problem. So there's a lot of different ways that we can do that. What's going to be the most effective for us because what they have to do now is build a strategic business case in justifying they're looking at investing in a particular solution. So the vendor side of this really doesn't start to happen until the third funnel. So once they figured out which way they want to go, then they start looking at the vendors that are in the market that have that capability. They build their technical requirements. They map those requirements to the vendor, and they create a short list from the original long list, and they're now just engaging those handful of vendors that make their short list. So the bottom line here is that what has enabled these buyers is that they no longer have to go broadly out to all of the vendors to get educated. They get educated first. They figure out what they need. They build their unique requirements, and then they're engaging the vendors who they feel would be the best fit in helping to solve that problem for them. And so this is really a problem of misalignment right now. So because sellers lead with the solution, buyers lead with their problem, they're coming at it from completely different directions. And unless we flip our orientation and put ourselves directly in the shoes of the buyer and understand clearly why they need to solve the problems and they're in the marketplace to solve, how they go about doing that, what are the pieces that we can do to help and support that every step of the way, we're missing a lot of market opportunity in engaging with those buyers early enough, back to that business development problem that I articulated earlier, so that we really could affect and influence their decision making to make sure that we are one of the companies that they're considering at the end of their process.
Absolutely, Judy. Well, you hit on a lot of really hard-hitting trends that are happening right now in the space, and obviously you have a lot of experience in speaking with these companies and teaching them really how to put their buyers' hats on, so to speak, to really get them in the shoes of the buyers, their pains, and, you know, what they really want and need right now based on what's happening in, specific markets. So with that, can you tell us a little bit about your work, especially with the Social Executive Council, and basically what your key goals are and being involved with this group?
Sure. So, this buyer-enabled era is really, we believe, the next era in terms of business. And the impact that this transformation will have is going to be staggering in terms of the displacement in the market, the shift in market leadership, and the ability for companies who understand this quickly, apply it quickly, and execute to gain market leadership in their respective markets. And so about 2 years ago, a group of us started a group called the Social Executive Council to reach out to senior executives, in particular those who have responsibility for P&L, to help create a community and environment in which they would feel comfortable in reaching out to other executives that are like them, who are struggling with the same questions or struggling with the same problems, in trying to figure out what do they need to do organizationally to support the buyer, and how does social and how can they leverage social networks, social media, social communities, in facilitating that relationship from cradle to grave. And so right now we're literally about 2,500 senior executives from 30 different countries, representing a good majority of the Fortune 500, although with that we also have a lot of executives from the mid-market and small businesses as well, because truth be told, this is touching every organization. And so we facilitate the conversations both online, offline. We participate and host events for our executives. But our whole goal is to help arm them to be able to lead the internal conversations that they need to have with their own executive team to make sure that they're understanding how this is going to be a core way of doing business, not just applying it across functional silos. And so we're launching the Social Executive Council Showcase this week with an interview we did with Colin Miles, the head of technical services for Virgin Media, as we're tapping into the expertise and the experiences of the leaders in our group on sharing with the others what business problem they solved, how they went about solving that problem, and ultimately what lessons did they learn and what impact did that have within their organization as they're applying these social networks and everything from customer acquisition through to delivery, through customer support, as well as the internal collaboration initiatives that are happening in applying networks with from an employee perspective. And so we're pretty proud of what we've built, but we're excited about really bringing and highlighting the capabilities of our members and helping others kind of figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like a great concept for, you know, executives being able to learn from their peers, especially with something as interactive and as one-to-one as social media. And I think companies are really starting to take note of social's growth. It's just a matter of them being able to have the resources and the knowledge to be able to execute it effectively. So, excellent, Judy. We really scratched the surface in terms of the changes, shifts, and you know, challenges that are really taking place right now in the B2B and channel markets. So that completes part one of this podcast. Soon we'll be releasing part two, and that'll get more tactical, and we'll go over a lot of insights in terms of how companies can really keep pace with these trends and effectively respond to them. So everyone out there, thanks again so much for listening, and Judy, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your knowledge and insights with us. And everyone stay tuned for part two. Have a good day.